What's up, everyone? That's right. We are back here talking about the wonderful galaxy. So far away. We're going to get into a bunch of news, talking about who is your crew for this galaxy and Jedi Alliance 118. Let's get it going.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
That's right. We are here. The Jedi Alliance is back. Episode 118, bringing that fire. I am your host. That's right, Michael One Youngster. You can find me on Twitter at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. But before we get it started, I got to holler at my co-host, first starting off with the lady of the crew.
Oh, hi.
What's up, Alexis?
What you got? Oh, man, I'm just enjoying my couch. That's what's happening. I'm just sitting here. I've been here since last time, actually.
We've just been hanging out.
Hanging out here talking about Star Wars. You can find me all over social media at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
All right.
This is a super comfy couch, though.
Oh, my God. I'm napped on this couch quite a bit.
I think more people than would the audience would feel comfortable knowing have taken naps on that couch.
It keeps us warm at night.
Yeah.
It's a very good couch. But we are not only here with Alexis Torres.
No.
We got the one, the only, MBD.
Oh, weird. Nobody does that often. What's up? I'm the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Michael, how's it feel to be on that side of the table?
It feels interesting. It's weird.
I'm usually on this side
for Blind Spot.
Yeah.
But Blind Spot is different. It's weird for Jedi Alliance.
I think it's amazing.
So one of the things that I've always wanted to do since becoming a part of the show with Joseph Scrimshaw is this is a community show. This is a family show. There's not one host. Everybody is a host on this show. Cool. So
I was just a couch potato.
Huh?
I thought I was just a couch potato.
If there's something that you're super into, I'll take the couch and you can lead it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just
No, but that's what
that
it
couch is not, you know? Just yours.
No, like, but I claimed it. It's fine. There's a flag here. You can't see it, but there's a flag in it. It's mine.
Because when we were trying to build the show this week, you came up with this idea about who our crew was for who we would have on our ship. And I went, you know what? Take the helm. Take the ship.
Cool.
Be Rey to the Han Solo.
Ah.
Just to make bring it back around to the movies. But yeah, this is going to be a fun show.
Oh, yeah. So this week we're going to be talking about who your crew is. And what I mean by your crew is I posed to my friends here to pick a crew of four. So it would be five in all, them and four that they would choose to fly around this wonderful galaxy in Star Wars and brave all kinds of adversity. So did you guys want to, did either one of you guys want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Oh, we're going to start with the big topics and end with news? Okay. Why don't
or did you want to do news first and then run?
Because I figure the discussion's going to take a little bit longer.
Okay, cool. We'll knock out these news.
We do that first? Because I have a hard time picking people
all right.
today.
We're gonna start with something that I think could get a lot of people upset. There's a Star Wars spoof in the works. Now, if any of you at home have seen or heard of Date Movie, Meet the Spartans, Scary Movie 3 and Beyond.
Epic Movie, Vampires Epic Movie. Suck.
Mm-hmm.
All of that
stuff. They're planning on doing a spoof on Star Wars. And it's...
I got some info on it.
So check it out. It's not my cup of tea.
Here we go. The development team is Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. So they're well documented as maybe taking some of our favorite franchise or not favorite franchises and making them worse. It's a thing where they make these movies are cheap to make.
Yes.
And people sort of like a strange macabre sense of...
Yeah, they're like, we have nothing else to do.
How wrong can this go?
So wrong.
Seriously, that's how some friends of mine wanted to take me to see Meet the Spartans. I was like, no, vampires suck. I didn't like Twilight or any of that stuff in the first place. But with this, they've titled the movie Star Wars Episode XXXIVE equals MC squared. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Who Went Rogue. Not a fan of it.
Like, but cut to Alexis, though, because she's loving this title alone.
It's so stupid.
It's,
She is the one who's like, I'm going to be good to this topic.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm just like, we all know that we have Star Wars spoofs. Not like spoofs, but we have parodies a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we have it mostly in the animated world right now with like Family Guy and
Robot Chicken
and stuff, you know, things like that. excuse me, and we get it in like SNL and like, you know, opening monologues for late night shows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like we were bound to have an actual, like, date movie kind of, like, Star Wars thing. But I actually didn't think that they were going to do it because the fan base is so big. You know?
Well, they're since it's so big, all they need, if they get 1%...
Yeah, they're banking on... Yeah.
...of $1 billion, that's still a lot of money.
That's true.
They're banking on making this film for, let's say, like, $15 million. You know, they're banking on making it for like $10-15 million, doing like some Blumhouse type stuff, which is very cheap, and they turn around and get, say, $200 million out of it. You know, all cash in hand, and everybody's happy. And I don't mind spoofs of Star Wars. I think Star Wars is right. Any great franchise is right for a good spoof.
Sure.
I think this weekend we've seen Lego Batman. People love going out there and laughing about a good franchise. But that's when the creators know the franchise.
Right.
And they actually kind of care about the franchise as well. This, due to their track record, it seems like a cash grab. They're like, hey, Star Wars is back. Star Wars is doing it. This is an easy cash grab for us. We'll just name it Star Worlds. And, you know, we'll give it like a silly title.
It's so silly.
And we'll get, you know, people that are just like, you know, randomly curious to come into the theater and pay for this for something that's going to end up not being probably up to the quality of the best, maybe not the best in everybody's opinion, but probably one of the best parodies of Star Wars of all time. And I'm just going to say, if you don't have Mel Brooks doing this,
can we just call it Spaceballs 2?
Well, no, because Mel Brooks...
Mel Brooks did that. So
but they were supposedly making a sequel called Spaceballs 2, the Search for Money, or the Quest for More Money.
Yeah.
And so not having him attached to this so far, that seems like it may have been just a joke and they're not actually going into production on it. But I disagree with the title. Like, if you go Star Worlds, sure. Hit me with Star Worlds.
Hit me with Star Wars.
If you do it in like a similar font, whatever, cool.
Sorry.
But
having
all of the extra crud attached to that makes it uneasy to remember. People are just going to call it Star Worlds anyway. The rest of their films have such an easy title. Meet the Spartans, it's a take on reality shows as well as 300. Vampire movie, or Vampire Suck, date movie, this, that. Like, they know how to do a simple title. Just do a simple title.
I think it's because they're trying to go like the long title, like Don't Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, like something like that.
My gosh.
And it's just bad. I would rather say like Seth Green do another anime or someone that kind of like knows how to parody things.
Sure.
But I think these guys have proven that they don't know what funny is.
Their financial successes, critical failures.
Yeah. But it's hard to say that this is something that's financially successful when you spent like, you know, say $5 million. Of course you're going to turn it opens wide. Of course you're going to trick some people to come in and see it and just be like, oh, that was stupid. Ha ha. And like, I'm just going to be honest. I really want someone else to do this, or just don't do it, because I feel like it's gonna be trash. Like, the Family Guy stuff was funny. The Robot Chicken stuff was funny.
Well, the Family Guy stuff started funny.
Well, yeah.
And then they got tapered off. They got a whiff of their own stuff and were like, no, this is great, everyone. Well,
yeah, okay. I'll give you that. It did taper off. But from what we've seen from these guys, the Meet the Spartans, the date night, or the date movie and all that, you know, it's not going anywhere good.
I mean, I liked Meet the Spartans, but like that was just I don't know. I feel like it's again a hit and miss with them sometimes, or just a miss in the entire list. But like I just feel like it doesn't need to happen. But
yeah,
if that's what they want, you know, who are we to stop them? You know,
yeah.
Kind of. And then
we are the fans of Star Wars.
I'm reminded of
hard.
No, yeah, I was like, that's as much as you know. Maybe a petition. You know, I don't know.
Something I'm reminded of Batman Forever. I can stop you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what are people saying in the chat? Are they for this?
I was thinking I was alone.
No.
I mean, I'm going to scroll back a little bit because we were talking about some other stuff. But yeah, they were like, Slim 41 3rd said, worst, in all caps, worst idea ever. Just wanted to put that out there. And he's like, I love Meet the Spartans. And so I'm like, everyone's like, Spaceballs too? And we're like, that's what we just talked about, of course. And then Aaron Blum was like, longest title since Dr. Strangelove?
Well, I think it competes with Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah, it kind of competes with Don't Be a Menace. I think that's where they were trying to go, and they're just... They really did not...
I would rather have a sequel to Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather them just... These guys are just... They're not good.
Yeah, well, we love the original stuff. Yes. Let's get back to the positivity.
So, positive. On a positive note, if you guys have been on our Facebook page, which you should, or if you've been on our Twitter, which you should, been a little bit of news on Twitter about a young lady that we all love. that we all love making a statement about being cast, possibly, or wanting to be cast in Star Wars.
Well, so
no, just let her make that go.
Shout out to our audio listeners.
Listeners.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I read a little bit more into it. We're talking about Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
She was asked if she would want to play Ahsoka. She went, dude, I'd be totally down to play Ahsoka.
So she was like, .. Yes. Ahsoka lives. Ahsoka Tano. Star Wars. Hashtagged it up. And
we've got her, ladies and gentlemen. No, I wish.
No, don't do that to me. My heart.
No, guys. I would die. I put it out on Twitter. I already asked. I'm like, yo, you should come on our show and holler at us. Tweet to Rosario Dawson. Get on the show. It'll be fun. We can talk Star Wars. But what do you guys think about Rosario Dawson playing Ahsoka Tano in a future film? She'll be like, you know, an older Ahsoka Tano, maybe around the time that she is in Rebels, something like that. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm biased. I want her in it.
Like, she's the best.
Yeah. I mean, especially now, especially with Mark and I, we usually cover the Marvel Netflix shows that are happening right now, like with like Luke Cage, Daredevil, things like that. And she's like obviously in everything. She's amazing. but like, she's just a very well-rounded actress, and I feel like she can do this role justice, which I know a lot of people might be picky about, but I think she would be good for that. I'm not saying that she would be like my top pick, but I wouldn't also be upset if she was like, I'm gonna do that. And I'm like, yeah. You should do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, so, it's like, hold up. You're down for this?
Yeah. Also, like, just the fact that she's a nerd is just like, so, yeah.
She's just making splashes. She's in Lego Batman. We already mentioned that. She's Barbara Gordon. She's Barbara Gordon in the movie.
So
and
much squeeze.
She does that Marvel and DC money.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. She's all over the place.
She's that. She, appealing to my other side, she showed up at a popular wrestling show called Lucha Vavoom.
Shut up.
So, I mean, she's just a fan of Good Lucha Libre, because why not?
Yeah.
And then, of course, all of her Marvel stuff.
And then she's also in a musical. She's also in my favorite musical, Rent.
So she's punching that card.
I want it so hard.
Has anybody seen the... Unfortunately, we don't have them because I couldn't find a good copy of them, but the photoshops that people made of her as Tano?
No, I haven't seen that.
So, the only thing I would say is it has her as like Snips age.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like really small, like
the real guys at Lucasfilm can hook that up.
That's, oh, sure.
Yeah, the real guys.
100% as like an old, like Ashley Eckstein is awesome, even if they do an animated one. If for some reason they don't cast her, all about Rosario Dawson.
Heck yeah.
Also.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk about Ashley Eckstein, and I don't know. Has she done any live action acting? Because I know that acting in film and being a voice actor or actress is a different it's a different beast. And a lot of people, I think, believe that, oh, since you're the voice actor, you can just be in the movie. And it's not that easy to make that transition. And not to say that I'm dissing Ashley. She's dope. She's crazy skilled and talented, and she created a character that I hated into a character that I love probably the most out of Clone Wars. So no diss to her, but in the live action, if Rosario says she's down, I'm like, yo, where that contract
like for real. I'm like, somebody send that
yo, where that contract.
Slide it on over across the table.
Like,
please,
on the
please,
real.
Please, please,
I mean,
please.
She's already in the Marvel family. She's doing Marvel Netflix. So I'm like, yo, make that.
That's close.
She's, I mean, she in the Disney family. Make that call, yo. Make that call, yo.
Be like, she, Ashley has been in a lot of animation, but also for TV, Phil of the Future.
Okay.
Wow. Drake and Josh, that 70s show.
Bringing it back.
That's Drake so Raven. Jag. Yeah. She's done mostly TV, but she's not a stranger to TV, not a stranger to live action roles. Like, some people, it's just. Like, she's one of the that one. Neil's pulling it up for us.
Oh, is he pulling
it
up?
Yeah, go and pop that up, download it and such. But there's a lot of voice actors that make the transition really well, and I figure for her, she could do it super easy.
Yeah,
but I mean, if we're like what we do on another show that I do called Video Game Movie Anatomy, is
it's
we
awesome.
Cast.
Go watch it.
Yeah, go watch it. Tomorrow we're doing Red Faction Origins.
Yeah.
It's gonna be terrible.
Oh yeah,
it's a sci-fi original movie. Yeah, so the thing
you
is...
You already know it's coming with that when you say...
what I mean is for that, for like the voice roles, we recast them and it's like, well, how do we make this major Hollywood? And Rosario Dawson would be that major Hollywood and that name. If Star Wars wasn't enough, they can cast whoever they want.
True.
Yeah.
And hey, do you want to be in a Star Wars movie? No. Said nobody.
Except Wedge.
Except Wedge
is the... Well, come on, Wedge. What's up, man? Like,
maybe he's a Star Trek fan.
Despite these people that gave me all this money. and something before we get off of animated TV is a really, really small thing. Mm-hmm. Is every once in a while Netflix shows, oh, hey, this thing is going to be gone on this date.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
We don't know yet if it's for certain, but they are listing that the entire Clone Wars series is going to be leaving Netflix on March 7th.
No.
Sometimes, though, they just post the date where the current contract is up.
Yeah, and then they
and then it goes right back. Then they renew it, and it goes right back up. So, like, March 7th will be your last day to watch it, but then March 8th...
They'll post it back up. Back
March 8th, it's a new thing. So because of Disney's relationship with Netflix, I don't think it'll be going away anytime soon, but... Yeah. Just in case, go ahead and rewatch the series. I'm gonna go back and watch some favorites.
Yeah, I still watch a couple of episodes here and there. I'll just pop into season 3 and, you know, somewhere on like episode 10 and just watch something.
Yeah.
Like, so it's nice to just, it's comforting to just always have it there.
Always nice to always have Star Wars around.
Star Wars comfort.
That sounds like a great drink to have. Sorry.
Star Wars comfort. For your mornings.
Well, everybody in the chat is all about Rosario for Tano. That sounds great. They also said that Ashley also would be a great thing to have, and they kind of went into like the whole thing. They're like, everything sounds amazing. I'm okay with this.
Cool.
They liked the picture that went up. I believe I didn't get to see it because I looked away from my computer screen, but they were like, oh my god, that's awesome.
I was not. I was not mad at that picture.
No.
I was
Photoshop.
Not mad at that. I was.
Gotta love Photoshop.
And people with too much time on their hands.
Too much. So with that being said, Rosario Dawson, I know you watch us every week, so this is from us to you.
Please.
Come out on the show. Join us.
Come on up.
I mean,
right here.
Yeah, I'm like, you're going to have to put it on the table. You put it on the couch. It's
no, share the couch with Alexis.
Yeah, you can sit over there with Alexis. You can sit right here.
I'm doing it for you.
No, thank you, because I was like, I wouldn't be able to. I would just be like, yeah!
And be like...
I just be like,
look at Alexis just froze in her like Rosario state. You see that?
Just iTunes listeners, that's the one time I will ask you to go into the video just for that.
For musical fans, my first question to her would be, got a light?
I would actually bring a candle and I'll be like,
light
my world up.
And on the real, just so when she does come, I'm going to say when she comes. Normally my voice sounds like this, just so you know, it'll be like, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jedi.
At least you'll be able to talk. Mine's just going to be inaudible noises.
We are,
it's going to be not the intention.
We are joined here by the wonderful Rosario Dawson.
She's the coolest.
Just me,
she really is.
Just me in the corner.
So there, random story, cool. But Kevin Smith announced her for a panel one year.
Cool. Right.
She got caught in traffic. Oh. So he said, "Hey, Rosalia's not here, but I got her on the phone." She's like, "Hi, I'm sorry, I'm late." And she's like, "Hey, do you mind singing for the people?" And over the phone, she sang like for the entire crowd at the panel, like a nice little lullaby. It was really weird, really random, but really awesome.
But it's cool. It's cool that people can just be, you know, silly and have fun, like us here at Jedi Alliance. Man.
I mean, if anyone is a Scott Pilgrim fan, I'm just going to be knives in the corner, just like.
Oh man,
is she going to smack the red out of your hair?
Maybe. I'll be okay with it. I will actually tell the other Neil that's in there to be like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Punch the highlights out of my hair. It's fine.
It's okay. Regular Neil.
So moving on, we have another piece of news that I think everybody can be happy about, especially people in Florida, because a release date, or I guess an opening date.
And Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
I guess a release or opening date. Yeah. So used to like movies and stuff. The release date. But Star Wars Land is going to be coming to us in 2019 with the final film
of
this trilogy of Star Wars. Hmm?
I think it makes sense.
Is anyone excited?
No. No, not at all.
You know, it's all right. It's 14 acres. I mean,
who needs it?
You know.
Who needs it? I'll just go to Universal.
If you like Star Wars, I mean, I guess you could go.
I'll just go in the back lot every time. It's fine.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, the thing that I've been an annual pass holder for 10 years. This is the first year where I haven't regularly renewed it.
Aww.
Because a lot of the park is closed due to construction, and a lot of stuff is sort of down this year because they just had a big anniversary, and in between their big anniversaries, they sort of ramp up to their next big thing. So Star Wars Land, since that's happening in 2019, that's 2 years. That's 2 years until we have anything. Prices are going to keep going up.
Yes, they
crowd are. Attendance is going to keep going up.
Yes, it is.
Parking spots are going to be few and far between.
The
parking price is going
to
go up.
You're going to have to park in like San Diego to go.
Well, the thing, something that they did recently is they bought out a hotel that was, or the acreage of a hotel that's on the other side of the park, or the other side of downtown Disney. I'm getting way too local, but in order to tear down that land and build a new huge six-level parking structure.
Wow.
So that they could handle all of the people. And
because it's going to be a lot.
And that's the thing, like, is, as much as I want to go at opening, it'll be next to impossible unless we get invited as media.
Hey,
Disney.
Hey, Disney.
Disney. I know I got on y'all about releasing that that title, but, you know, we love you guys.
Yeah.
And you know what we love? Star Wars Land. And you know what else we love? Going there first. So if you could, just go on and slide up in those Twitter DMs.
Give us a pass.
That DMs is open.
Go on and give us that pass, because we'll be there.
Yeah, covering it, talking about it. And
14
excited.
Acres. How packed is it going to
be? It's
going to
be very packed.
You're going to be walking like cattle like the entire time.
Well, they've got two major attractions planned, and one of them is going to be multi-tiered. It's not just going to be you get on a ride and it happens. It's going to be you wait in line, you get on the first ride portion, and they say, "Yo, the First Order's coming."
So you
get off of the ride and go through another portion that's going to be walked through, and then you get on a second part of a ride vehicle to escape. So that's going to be a people eater. The queue is going to be huge. It's going to be a huge line with a whole bunch of Star Wars history around. And then the meet and greets are going to be huge. There's going to be Bigly. There's going to be Millennium Falcon, where you can meet Chewie, at least. But you know what I'm the most excited for, Michael?
What?
The food. Because they're doing like Renaissance fair style stuff.
Shut up.
Where instead of people that are like, "Hi, welcome to Star Wars Land, how can I help you?" It's gonna be Twi'leks, it's gonna be Chiss, it's gonna be aliens from the world serving you either local or like home world classics. It's not just gonna be like, "Hey, this week we have Earth food." It's gonna be gonna be all different sorts of stuff.
Wow. It's going to be sweet.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be expensive.
Now, for all of you, all of the adults out there, the Twi'leks will be dressed for a family affair.
Yeah,
that's fine. Because
in the films and in the animated series, Twi'lek be, they, you know, they, man, they dress.
That's why they're my
They
favorite.
On the beach all the time. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But yes, man. They should probably be fully clothed for the party.
So,
but,
since we're on this story, oh, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to be like, I want to get a third job. Just being selling
being food. A character?
Yeah.
Being a character.
I want to do it. I just want those beautiful, beautiful little, I want it so
That'd
bad.
Be sweet.
I think I look sweet. So cool.
Yeah.
It would be sweet.
All okay, about sorry. That. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. You're fine.
That would be my dream.
All about that food. Like,
yes. All about it. I'd be like, would you like a chicken leg?
So since we're talking about so many people there, you know, such a big opening, we might as well go back to our normal segment of money, 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 money.
Oh, there it is. Money!
That's right. Because Disney is about to make that cash.
And the funny thing is, they don't even need it. They it's just going to be flowing in at this point. Someone's just going to be hitting a little string. It's just going to be just piles of money falling into a bathtub.
Like, the film division made so much money this past year that it's feeding into every other area of the park. Like, they're opening up a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which is going to feed into the Marvel part.
So
and they might be opening, the rumor that they're going to open up a little bit more of that backstage area to another area of California Adventure. Jeez. But with Star Wars, like, I'm a foodie. That's all I can say. Is as much as I'm excited for the rides and all of that, the one thing that nobody will ever be able to be like, oh, it's good or not, it's my opinion, is food.
Yeah, and speaking of food, I've got to tell you guys about Blue Apron. And Blue Apron, they know food. See, Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. Like, food deserts. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You're sitting at the house, and you're like, man, I want some food. I want somebody to send me something. What do you get? Blue Apron. Not only that, you can have a meal sent to you, and you can cook it with your lady. You can cook it with your toilet. You can cook it with your people. See, cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. Don't you want that home-cooked food? That good meal? Sitting around a family.
Yeah.
Chilling together.
I will say, it's quite the team project. Like, my wife and I, we've had Blue Apron for a little bit. And it may be a little difficult if you're not used to cooking, but some of the skills that you learn stay with you. Like, I'm not that great of a cook, but Blue Apron helps me cheat and makes me believe that I can be a better one.
And it's also because you get to keep all the recipes too, because they come in these like really awesome like laminated flyers that you get to keep and like put in like a cookbook of your own. And I love it because I've collected so many from Blue Apron that I can go back and they have all the ingredients for you and you can just go get them yourselves. But I like it the fact that they arrive fresh to my door, so I don't have to leave because I'm a lazy person.
And the best thing, and even better than that, is they arrive in just the amount that you need.
Yes.
So you don't overbuy, which is the worst thing. Like, I know in your fridge right now, there's either a bag or a plastic box of salad that is, or kale, depending on if you're in California or not, that is already starting to turn, and you bought it like 2 days ago. Blue Apron? Yeah, no, I mean, me too. I'm not dissing anybody.
The cool thing about those meals is that they have featured meals. And the featured meals are something like cashew chicken stir fry with tango, mandarins, and jasmine rice.
That sounds good.
Roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad.
I'm about that.
Crispy barramundi.
What is that? I want
quinoa,
it.
Quinoa and roasted carrot salad. And udon noodle soup with miso and soft boiled
rice.
Dude, yeah.
Don't sleep on that.
Yeah, no
Don't
way.
Sleep on that. Now, of course, not all ingredients are equal. Fresh, high quality ingredients are the real difference. So it's important to know where your food comes from. Like, for less than $10 per person a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home cooked meals. Remember, you were just talking about like, yo, man, I was getting my cook on. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I could cook now. You can join Iron Chef in your home.
Have a cooking competition
in your home.
Do two recipes at the same time and make it a competition.
No, yeah. That's what my fiance and I do all the time.
Make it like chopped.
And then you can eat your man or your woman's meal and be like, it could be better. But of course, check out this week's menu. You get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Jedi. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So do not wait. That's blueapron.com/Jedi. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
And it's not half off. It's not, oh, you get it for free and you pay for shipping. It's three free meals, full size, not trial size or anything. Three full meals for free shipping. You're only shooting yourself in the foot. Do it. It helps us out, and it helps our sponsors out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Blue Apron, because without you, we would not be able to feed the people in this galaxy. You know what I'm saying? We always talk about the galaxy far, far away. They got food. You know, Blue Apron is taking care of this galaxy.
Even moisture farmers got food.
Well, no, like for real.
So, we got a topic today that I thought was pretty cool. I'll start it off.
It's the hardest topic.
I'll preface it for the folks at home. This week, I figure we have a topic talking about the crew that you think you could brave the crazy galaxy far, far away with, no matter what obstacle or adversity you come up against. And I pose that you would be yourself and you could choose four people, only one force sensitive being, to travel along with in your ship. Now, the ship is inconsequential. Of course, you'll have a cool ship. But who would be your shipmates? Hmm. Now, of course, I will go first since I preface this thing, but you guys in the chat, start to think about the four people that you would like to put on your team. Only one force sensitive being. So I'll start out. I'll go ahead.
Before you start, though, I think it's really funny because I was doing research when you brought up this topic, and I was like, I just want to know what, like, the top 50 best Star Wars characters, just all of them. You know what? When I put that into Google, you know what it put? Like, the first one that came up, Jar Jar Binks is the best Star Wars character. I was like, Google, you troll.
unless you want your crew to have amazing dumb luck. Maybe.
I was like, that's what I was thinking. Dumbest of dumb luck. Hey, man, everything seems to work out fine.
Because in all honesty, he was in the middle of a war, in the middle of a battlefield, and he didn't even get grazed.
He won it.
Yeah.
No, like, for real. Like, straight up.
And we never got any confirmation if he was force sensitive or not, so he would be a wild card pick.
Yeah, he would be.
See,
that
that's
weird.
Where it's like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where Charlie's the wild card. Jar Jar cuts the brakes.
Wild card. He wouldn't cut the brakes on purpose. It would just like.
Just happen,
why is our hyperdrive failing? Miss a wild card.
Yo, when he cut the brakes, though,
it was great. No, like, for real. That's what I was thinking of. But I just thought it was a funny, cute little thing that Google was like, "Oh, you want to know who the best Star Wars character is? Jar Jar." Like, if you literally type it in, his thing comes up. It goes Jar Jar Binks.
It's like a picture of him like this.
Yeah, it's funny. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, that's silly. You know,
Jar Jar is he's a unique character.
Yes.
So my crew, I figured I put together a crew that I think would be a little squirrely at times, but solid. I'm going to start off with Chewie.
Dang it.
I need it. Well, I mean, you can have Chewie too, but I'm just saying, start off with Chewie. He's trustworthy. He's a rock. He's loyal. Solid. Yeah. You know, he's loyal. He's solid. I need R2.
Taking my entire team. Dang it.
I'm
really excited because I don't think anybody's going to pick the people that I have.
I got to have R2 because he saves everybody in a pinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I need to flip to the squirrely side. Cad Bane.
Okay. Oh.
Cad Bane is a guy who has no fear. He's gone up against many Jedi and walked away unscathed. That's a guy that I want on my side. Now, it might be hard to keep him reined in.
Keep him on the same page.
Oh, I get it.
But I like him. I like it. I like the cut of his jib. If you would.
Look at you.
Jazzed by him.
He's a good guy. I like the guy. And then lastly, for my force sensitive being, I'd have to go with Ventress. Ventress
is a powder keg.
I know.
Ventress and Cad Bane hate each other?
Yeah, but since they're on my team, they reel it in.
Money is the ultimate leader of this group.
See, you know, like we're together, we're a ragtag team. You know, you got me, I'll rein them in, and then you got Chewie to be like, hey guys, calm it down. And this is old Ventress. This is new Ventress, not okay. old Ventress. So she's like, she's not a hater of Cad Bane, and you know, she's a little more relaxed.
Okay, all right.
You know, so this is older, wiser Ventress. Mm. And I think Ventress has the speed, the skill to kind of take out anyone in a hand-to-hand combat. And her force sensibility is top-notch.
Interesting how you go with, like,
two good guys and two bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta keep the balance.
Yeah,
the
balance.
Force must be balanced.
Oh.
I'll balance it, all right. Alexis,
no,
who did?
No, you have
are
to
you
go
sure?
next. You have to go all right, next, because
so
mine's
I,
all over the place.
So, I, you, okay, hold on.
Hold on to your butt.
Hold my blue milk.
Okay.
So, I went with the One Piece rule, and One Piece being one of my favorite anime, the captain of that ship picks, like, oh, well, we need a this, we need a that, we need a this, we need a that. Now, I'm trying to fly a little bit under the radar, but I need a good pilot. I need somebody who will be able to pilot it as like, in case I'm not as great. So I gotta go Hera Syndulla.
Okay.
Hera be
Girl
my pilot. 100%. She can fly. She can get in and out of a scrape real well. 100%. Yep. Now, I know it's going to be somewhat boring on these trips unless we run into action. I'm going to try to fly under the radar, so we need some entertainment. Need a little bit of music.
Okay.
We got Max Rebo.
Oh.
Wow.
Joining the crew, playing us through, like almost like Captain EO style.
I like it.
Like, playing us through. Give me some Max Rebo. All
right.
Now, I told you, I'm a food guy.
Ah.
Oh,
I'm a food guy.
Here we go.
And the only person that I would trust as a chef is somebody... What's a guilty pleasure place? Man, it's the middle of the night. I want biscuits and gravy. I want a steak. I want a this. You go to a diner.
Mm-hmm.
We have
oh
a diner proprietor.
I just got that.
Dexter Jetster. I would want as my chef.
That's right. Chopping it up.
You know what?
Chicken and waffles on the flight.
Why not?
All right,
it's like,
bye.
Hey, where are you from? I'll learn how to make it. And then I'll make you something from me. Hera, I'll make you something from your planet.
Oh my God. Cool. Amazing.
Rebo, I'll make something from your planet. And as my force sensitive person, got to be able to get through any checkpoints, got to be able to, and while also having a little bit of respect of the underground, the shadiness of the world, somebody who is renowned as the Hut Slayer, Leia Organa. I would have Leia as my foreign sensitive.
Okay.
Not somebody, I'm not going for fun. I have somebody who can outpilot.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense.
And a diplomatic mission from Alderaan.
Ah.
So, she can hold her own in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Hera can pilot us out of there.
That's right.
And you know, I can do something. But I'm not trying to go and be a part of the rebellion, you know?
Understood.
I mean, though Leia sort of makes us a part of that already.
Sort of.
But still,
you
we got her.
Easier missions.
We're flying under the radar. I'm eating well. I got some good entertainment.
All right.
See,
now, that's good. That's good. I like that.
So I'm in between you guys, kind of, because I kind of picked from both sides. I wanted an all-female team was what I wanted. But
okay.
That's actually very hard to do because most of them are force sensitive.
Yeah.
Most of them. So it's kind of hard to do that because I wanted Rey. I wanted Ventress. I mean, I don't know how that would work out in a ship, but you never know.
That'd be fun.
Maybe like an older Ventress again.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wanted Hera as my pilot. Like, that's what I wanted. But if I want to mix it up, really, I definitely would take a droid. I would pick BB-8 because even though I feel like BB-8 is a younger droid, I feel like at the same time, BB-8 is also useful. Like, he understands what's going on. So, BB-8. So, definitely that would be my first pick. I still will pick Rey because she would be my force sensitive one. Because the fact that she's just, one, she's really good mechanically. So, she can still be my pilot and be my
and help with repairs.
Yep.
So, she can fill in with Hera. She can fill in with fighting. She can, you know.
So, like, her and Hera would technically switch out. Mm-hmm. The most, and then there's me, who's I will be entertainment. I'll
have like a blaster
sing.
Or something. Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out who would be kind of like my fighter besides Rey to a point.
Mm.
I think if I couldn't pick another force sensitive person, I think I was in between Lando and Han probably out of my two. If I could, because I couldn't pick another female at this point in time that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, did you ever think is it Sloane who's who's the one that's...
Rae Sloane?
Yeah. Who's the one that's
in Aftermath?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, Rae Sloane.
Like,
oh, okay.
Admiral
could
Rae Sloane.
I forgot about her, to be honest. Not like in a bad way.
Could
just
she
like...
kind of, sort of get along with them? Well, I mean, this is...
No,
this
no,
is,
man.
This is fantasy. That, of course, you'll make them get along.
I'll figure it out.
So that can happen. Yeah. That can happen. And she's, you know, she's got, I don't know, commanding skills.
True. I mean, I was also going to pick,
I should not write your...
Her name is escaping me from Rogue One at the moment, if she lived.
God, spoiler.
Sorry.
Jen.
Yes, Jen. That was going to be next. As well. Okay. So,
Dexter, get me a gin.
Yeah, I found her. But yeah, so then that would be technically fun. My crew. Is just as much as I know a lot of people are like, oh, why'd you pick an all female crew? I just think that's cool. We're awesome, and I think it'd be great. Just
yeah, I'm reading. I'm galaxy. Actually reading a couple of comic books right now where there's an all female team, and it's still dope.
What about Dr. Aphra?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dr. Aphra's dope. And they're about to do a crossover Screaming Citadel or...
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
With the regular Star Wars comic?
Yeah. So I'm pretty hyped for that because I'm interested to see
Aaron Blum and Nora Wexley.
Yeah.
A great call.
Yeah, really good one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Rey has you covered as a pilot, but Nora is another good one.
Yeah. So that's why I said I can switch a lot of them because they do multiple things. Mm-hmm. So I love that I can have a well-rounded
team. You'll never have a situation where... Okay, there's no pilot, and we're just like screwed,
yep.
Or someone has to kind of be like,
to make sure of that.
this way, this way.
Unless Jen has a moment where she's like up against the wall. No, excuse me, not Jen. If Rey has a moment where she's like up against the wall, when not figuratively, literally,
not literally, figuratively.
Trying to talk, but self. But she's like trying to outmaneuver somebody behind the controls of the ship, and then she just closes her eyes for like 20 seconds.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And then feels the force, but before she has a chance to to fly out,
you just get
blown up.
Like, yeah, we're just all like, why?
What are you doing?
When she closes her eyes for 20 seconds, it's 20 seconds for us, but to her, it's like in movie time, that's like a split second where she
gathers.
It's
kind of
like the old Power Rangers.
Fine. You're right.
Like, they spend like 10 minutes like Sabretooth Tiger, and the bad guys are just like.
And then also they like all jump in like unison.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta wait till they're done, and you're like okay.
The bad guys are like,
"All right, here we go. I'll just wait here." I mean, I would like that, but I feel like they're all my entire team is very well known in different parts of the universe, especially Rey. She just has so much knowledge in that brain of hers that it would be very helpful for her if we're traveling and trying to kind of fly under the radar to a point that she just knows stuff. And it's just awesome.
Yeah.
And we can always just go to Jakku for parts.
Oh, boy.
You get go to
one quarter portion.
That's okay.
No, yo, man, yesterday this was a whole portion, man. What's up?
Yeah, right?
Inflation.
So, and then I would be kind of the fighter as well because I'm a martial artist, so that would work out.
See?
Yeah.
So now after you telling your crew, now that you're a Star Wars character, I want her on my team.
What?
Like, I want her on my team.
I have my own thing to deal with right now. Yeah. I will jump in there, crew. Though. As soon as Rey crashes and I live,
Sweet. we'll come and make the pickup and be like, what you want to eat? Yo, Dexter!
Make some of those cheese enchiladas.
One of the things that I never thought that I would do as an adult is put Dexter Jetster as a part of anything.
But it makes so much sense, and also shows how much of an adult you are.
It works. It's like, man, look. We can't stop at like the Space Burger King all the time.
Hey, that's
man.
The thing.
We need we need some of that Blue Apron.
Can you imagine if it was universal in that way? That'd be insane.
It'd be like it would be like the Galactic UPS or something. Like,
dude, what if Blue Apron got like over sponsored by Disney?
Yo.
And they had a Star Wars meal week
where
it was like, here's something from Tatooine, here's something from Bespin, here's something.
Yo,
I want that blue milk, y'all. But everybody in the chat has really great stuff. I know that Mark was already kind of jumping in there at one point. Garrett Farney said Yoda, Han, Chewie, and Boba Fett.
Okay.
That's a hostile work environment, too.
I feel like at this point, from where we're picking, it's going to be a hostile environment unless you kind of just control the situation.
Yeah.
Lei Jen says Anakin from Clone Wars, Robot from Rogue One.
K2.
Yeah, I know what you meant. And I can't say that last. Syndulla and Rex. Syndulla. Yes.
So, okay. But is that Cham or Hera? Let us know.
Oh,
yeah. I figure Hera.
Yeah,
but.
Probably Hera.
Someone else had some other stuff. Aaron Blum is Luke, Han, Chewbacca, and Lando.
Lando.
Yeah, I love Lando. Chris said Han Solo, Grand Admiral Thrawn. Opposite, right? Okay. Luke Skywalker and Talon. I always say the last name terribly. K-A-R-R-D-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. Card?
Talon Card?
Oh, Talon Card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Talon.
There's a few
good boy from Chicago.
Yeah. Red 5 Hulk says Admiral Akbar. Duh. Boss Naz, Waldo, Dexter. And the most animated conversation you've ever heard, it's a trap.
Seriously. All of them. I don't know if I could handle that for too long.
Man. Can you imagine being in a ship for
that's
that?
That's like a skit in itself. Like Boss Naz, Admiral Akbar.
Dude, Red 5 Hulk, I hope that you have a patience of a saint, because I can't do that.
Somebody, or you're deaf.
That's out there watching this show.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Someone that's out there watching this show that does fanfic, please give me that Boss Naz, Admiral Akbar, Perfect Stranger skit. It only needs to be about 3 minutes.
But then, Mark is already anointed. We haven't even had that in media form yet. It was just a thought.
You like, you open the door and you get the applause.
He's like, hey, Neil, are you in there? Yeah, what's your team? He's also a huge Star Wars fan, so I'm just intrigued.
Do you have anybody in mind?
I've actually, since you guys have been talking, I've been putting a team together here.
Okay, what you got?
I've been writing down some options. first, a question.
Okay.
For technicalities.
God.
Are the people that we choose going to, like, just be okay with, like, taking orders from me?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
You're the captain.
All right. So in that case, I'm going to need a strategist, so I agree with the commenter with Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Okay.
All right.
Then I'll have R2.
All right.
Because he's versatile. You take him with you to handle some
He's an ornery old war vet.
Yep.
No, for real.
Force user Ahsoka Tano.
Nice.
All right.
She's a personal favorite. And I'd round it out with Poe Dameron.
About Poe.
Boy can fly.
Watching him shoot those...
TIE fighters?
Those TIE fighters.
There you go.
In...
Force Awakens.
I'm blanking on everything right now.
It's okay.
You got the characters. That's what's important.
Watching him shoot those ties in Force Awakens was just unreal. So he's got to be the best pilot.
Yeah, he's got some
skills. I mean, he'll tell you that.
At least the best fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good team.
Have him on the guns or have him take it, you know, have him handle, you know, your nice little skate, you know.
Like, I'm concerned whether they're going to listen to me or not as well, because Grand Admiral Thrawn will take over the ship, and but that's the thing, is he'll make you believe that it was your idea.
Yeah, you'll be like, hold on.
No, you need to rest. Hey, I'll take over the
like
everything.
Like about 2 weeks after he's in control, you'll be like, wasn't this my ship?
I thought of that. If I had to switch it up, I would switch R2 for a T-Series droid.
Oh.
The tactical droids from Clone Wars.
Okay.
Nice.
And replace Thrawn with Satine.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I do like that.
You're just a good one. Blowing everybody's minds. That's a good one. That's a solid one.
Yeah.
This was fun.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I like making your own little squad. I did see somebody give a shout-out to Rex. For the original clone trooper, I was like, "Where Rex is dope. He's another solid. He would be swapped out with like maybe my Chewie for like that solid guy, you know, true blue solid guy that you know you can always depend on."
And you know what? For bonus points, just because I know we've already mentioned Disneyland today, but you know how people convert old buses into like living spaces?
Mm-hmm.
I would take, Star Speeder 3000, the Star Tours vehicle, and do the same thing and make it a bit like a traveling bus, so people go, "Oh, that's just tour. That's just a tour guide."
Whatever. Oh,
just
a tour guide. That makes sense.
And then we fly even more under the radar.
Nice. Ah,
okay.
I'm surprised no one said Luke.
I'm not. Luke's great. But in terms of personal favorites, man, he's my favorite Star Wars character.
Yeah.
But like, I'm thinking of team dynamics, and also we got to get across. I don't want some silent dude in the corner just making everybody else uncomfortable.
No.
Him and Max Rebo have a history, so that would make it even more uncomfortable.
That would be awkward.
Made him lose his job at Jabba's.
Made him lose his job.
I wouldn't mind having Maz on my team also, because she just knows. She's just a wealth of knowledge.
That wise person. You know, that wise counsel.
She'd be like my advisor.
She'd be like MapQuest.
Yeah, no, like for real.
Living, breathing mapping program.
Yeah. And I can leave her somewhere and she can take care of herself and I don't have to worry about it. And then come pick her up and be like, "All right, what did you learn?" And she'd be like, "All right, here we go."
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm just going to be, I've been looking at people and figuring things out. Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's good. I had a lot of fun. And thank you guys in the chat for throwing your picks in. We had a lot of fun. It's good. It's good playing a little fantasy Star Wars, you know. Get your fantasy team together.
Just do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put it to them. If there's any fantasy stuff that you want us to talk about, leave it in the comments down below. Hit us up on Twitter at Jedi Alliance Pod, or leave us a review on iTunes.
Which is what I was about to get in, because we have a little bit of time to do the iTunes review so that we can send that awesome print to a lucky fan that did it.
Hey, whoop.
We have a lot, guys. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 reviews, all 5 stars, by the way.
Oh.
So we're going all the way from January 8th, which is informative and entertaining. 5 stars by Not an Artist. I want to try the podcast on YouTube as much as I can because of the interactivity and their use of the live chat. But when I can't watch the show live, I love listening to the gang on my commute. Thank you. We have great 5 stars by MISoldier0103. Star Wars podcasts today are like having those Keurig cups. Everyone makes one, but they all seem to taste the same. Jedi Alliance really breaks the mold. While it's nice to have a famous guest to start interview, JA really has become all about community. Anyone can become engaged with the show and feel like they're taking their first steps into a larger universe. This is a show I really love watching / listening to when I want to become engaged with other fans easily, like other podcasts that there's a lot of no periods there, so I was like, oh, other podcasts that seem to pay just lip service to it. Keep up the great work, guys.
That was touching.
That was really nice.
That was touching.
Oh, it's good. It gets there.
It gets fuzzier.
Almost got a tear on there, but I was just like, I'm gonna hold it back.
You have to make sure you listen to these usernames because you guys get to pick one. We have new crew, but awesomeness continues. 5 stars by Jedi Nyack. Knowledgeable to the point, fast paced and fun. The only podcast I will not skip ahead because it's always good.
That's awesome.
Ooh, yay. Great show. 5 stars by Darth Harley. I like that name. I have listened since the first episode. The crew of the show has changed numerous times, but they still are entertaining and provides good Star Wars news. Thanks, guys. Awesome. 5 stars by Casey 12345. I love the format and all the new hosts. It brings a lot of new perspective to an old fogey. I grew up on the original trilogy.
Shout out to Ken Napsack.
Ken Napsack, aka 12345.
That's what the K is. It's Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken.
I knew it. I grew up on the original trilogy. Saw them numerous times in the theater. Great Star Wars conversation. 5 stars by Speed Fails. They not only talk about current news in the Star Wars universe, but they bring in past ideas and subject matters that are very interesting for any Star Wars fan. And the last but not least is called The Prequels. 5 stars. Anakin J.K. Gatsby. What a great name.
Nice.
Hi, I have a question. As Star Wars, do you like the prequels? If you do or don't, why? I get so much crap because I love them just as much as the originals. So I wanted to understand why does no one like the prequels. I love Star Wars, and I love you guys. It's all incredible.
Wonderful.
You want to handle that real quick?
I would. So really quickly, to anybody who feels like they might not be understood for liking the prequels, we are we love everything Star Wars. We love the prequels. We love the Christmas special, despite what anybody may think of it. We've done an episode about the Christmas special. One of our highest rated episodes still to date is Ken Napsack and Joseph Scrimshaw, who are now a part of Force Center, who you can hear Michael on, and you'll be able to hear me on pretty soon. They did an episode about the prequels that puts them into a new light, and I would highly recommend anybody who does like them or does not like them to take a listen. It's a very, very well received discussion. And also, we do watch alongs, and we did watch alongs for episodes 1, 2, and 3. That was Joseph Scrimshaw, myself, and then we would have different guests along the way. And that goes more in depth with this concept. Let's talk about it. This concept, let's talk about it. I would recommend all of that stuff. So if you're feeling a little down for not getting a lot of prequel love, go take a listen to those episodes. You will not be disappointed. And thank you everybody who left a comment, and left a review. I think it's time to pick a winner.
So what do you guys want to do? We have a lot.
I think we reacted the strongest to the second comment.
Yes, which was...
Who was that?
Jedi Knight, the longest one, which was MI Soldier 0103 was the long one that made us all kind of teary and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with that one.
Awesome.
I think that's fitting.
So, MI Soldier 0103, if you are watching this, definitely send us a Twitter message. It was like, that's me. We will send you a DM and let you know so I can get your information and send you that awesome print of our late Princess Leia print of her that says I think it says Princess I can't remember what it's
called. It's a wonderful little golden book style print of Leia
and R2. It's very cute. If you don't know what the picture was, I'll retweet it again. But like, yeah, you're the winner. Congratulations
to everybody who left us a review.
Thanks for that love.
And we're gonna be doing another contest soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, especially throughout the year because I've got lots of Star Wars stuff to give away.
And we'll get more from Celebration.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you guys satisfied? You got your Star Wars fill?
Are we satisfied?
I'm never satisfied. I want Star Wars love all the time.
Nice and full on that Star Wars love.
At least for the week until next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Give me about 6 days and then I'll be ready to talk about it again.
Yeah.
So you want to take us out?
Sure. Before we go, Alexis, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
Oh, yes. You can find me all over social media on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that great stuff at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-E-S 890.
And on the internet, it's Mark Budonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. I host a whole bunch of other shows here at The Popcorn Talk, as well as on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV. I would recommend, if you are a Star Wars fan, you would be very interested in some of our other shows. Sci-Fi Weekly, wonderful show that's about all general sci-fi sci-fi movies, some TV. I also host Video Game Movie Anatomy. A lot of that stuff ends up being sci-fi just because of the nature of it. We do that every Monday. We're going to be live tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier in the show. Use the hashtag VGM Anatomy on Twitter to find out what we're talking about. But use at Mark Budonica. Follow all of us at The Popcorn Talk. Michael.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at One Youngster, which is OneYoungsta. You can also find me on AfterBuzz doing Blind Spot and Sleepy Hollow. And just search for me on YouTube at Nerd Soul. So I guess it's good. Feel good. Feel nice after that
heck
long
yeah
message. So if you could, MBD, take us out.
Thank you for joining us because many Bothans died to bring us this information.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.